Gracious Father, thank you for these precious children. Gracias, Padre, por estos niños preciosos. Bless each one and their families. Bendice a cada uno y sus familias. Bless this ministry, this children's ministry. Bendice este ministerio de niños, that it would keep growing for your glory. Que siga creciendo para tu gloria. Help all the workers. Ayuda a todos los trabajadores. Sister Belkis, the leader. Hermana Belkis, que es el líder. And Lord, we pray that you will just continue to provide for these children, that they would grow in your grace to be men and women of God. Pido, Señor, que sigas proveyendo para estos niños que puedan seguir creciendo en tu gracia para ser hombres y mujeres de Dios. In Jesus' name, en el nombre de Jesús. Amén. All right, guys, have a great class, okay? Que tengan un buen culto de niños, primero Dios. Amén. All right. Praise the Lord. How many of you have had a good Saturday? ¿Cuántos han tenido un buen sábado? ¿Más o menos? Yeah? I'm glad to hear that. Some people went to go see the Fleet Week, right? Es la semana en que están los barcos y los aviones. It's a special time. Brother Jerry is a veteran from Vietnam. Es un veterano. He was having a good time there yesterday. And Brother Robert, from what I hear. And some of you might have been enjoying other things. Tal vez otros de ustedes estaban disfrutando. If you have your bulletin, the sermon guide is in there, as always. Si tienen el boletín, la guía del sermón está ahí. And, you know, I'm going to al ataque today pretty much from the start. We're in Colossians 4, 7 through 18. We're finishing the book of Colossians today. Estamos completando el libro de Colosenses hoy día. I hope you have your Bibles because you know we're going to be in them. Espero que tienen sus Biblias porque los vamos a usar. And we're going to sharpen our Bibles there. And let me just start off by asking you, how many of you have ever been to a lighthouse? ¿Cuántos de ustedes han estado en un faro? ¿Es un faro? ¿Lo llaman faro ustedes? Okay. Yeah, right? I kind of like lighthouses. Me gustan los faros. And I think a lighthouse is a great way of thinking about the church. Un faro es una buena manera de pensar en la iglesia, right? That we live in a world of darkness. Vivimos en un mundo de oscuridad. And the lighthouse is a shining light to guide people. La luz del faro es una guía para los que están en la oscuridad, right? And the church should stand out, right, in the middle of the darkness. La iglesia debe de sobresalir en medio de la oscuridad, right? And there's nothing sadder than a lighthouse which has been abandoned. No hay nada más triste que un faro que ha sido abandonado. That it no longer works. It no longer shines a light at night. Ya no alumbra esa oscuridad. And in some ways, some churches have become that way. Algunas iglesias se han convertido así. They started out strong, empezaron fuertes, and they were shining for Jesus, estaban brillando. But with time, they became a social club instead of being on mission for reaching other people for Christ. Pero muchos, después del tiempo, se han hecho grupos sociales que ya se olvidaron de la misión de alcanzar a otros que están en la oscuridad. The church is not a social club. La iglesia no es un club social. The church is the church of Jesus. La iglesia es la iglesia de Cristo. The body of Christ, el cuerpo de Cristo. Jesus said to be salt and light. Jesús dijo que seamos sal y luz. And that's so important that we never stop shining for Jesus in our life. Que nunca dejemos de brillar para Cristo en nuestras vidas. The enemy wants to keep us from shining for Jesus. El enemigo no quiere que brillemos para Cristo. But that's our mission. Esa es nuestra misión. Our mission is to be faithful to what God called us to do. En nuestra misión es ser fiel a lo que Dios nos ha llamado a hacer. It doesn't matter what everybody else does. No importa lo que hacen los demás. Are you being faithful to what God called you to do? ¿Estás siendo fiel tú a lo que Dios te llamó a hacer? Because you know what? In the darkness, the light shines brightest. En la oscuridad es cuando más brilla la luz, right? Even a little light shines in the middle of darkness. A una luz pequeña. And I'd rather be a little light in that darkness than not shining at all. Prefiero ser una lucecita pequeña brillando que no brillando del todo. Amen? So this message is a message about us being that lighthouse. Este es un mensaje de que nosotros seamos ese faro. The church, la iglesia. The second part of the message, la segunda parte del mensaje. that Paul gave the Colossians, que Pablo les dio a los Colosenses through his letter, a través de su carta. This was a letter of love, una carta de amor. How many of you have gotten a love letter in your life? ¿Cuántos han recibido una carta de amor? Okay, I'm sorry if you haven't gotten one. Okay, I pray that you get one day, okay? Lo siento si nunca lo han recibido. Oro que reciban uno, because it's lovely. But let me tell you something. If you haven't received a love letter from another human being, si no has recibido uno de otro ser humano, the Bible is God's love letter to you. La Biblia es la carta de amor de Dios para ti. Did you know that? So all of you should say, yes, I have received. Todos deben decir, he recibido una carta de amor. Amen. Okay, you don't all sound convinced. No suenan convencidos. But let me tell you, it is God's love letter. Es la carta de amor del Señor. It's the best love letter, right? Es el mejor. Because what God says, he always does. Lo que Dios dice, él siempre lo hace. God doesn't break his word. Dios no quiebra su palabra. What he promises, he fulfills, no? Lo que él promete, él cumple, no? And let's be honest, some of the letters we've gotten, maybe they haven't always been fulfilled, right? Algunas de las cartas que hemos recibido no siempre son cumplidas, right? They just have nice drawings on them, tienen dibujitos bonitos, nice words, buenas palabras. But God has the power to do what he says. Dios tiene el poder para hacer lo que él dice. Always remember that. There's power in the word of God. Hay poder en la palabra de Dios. And I'm not just talking about the printed letters on the page. No solo estoy hablando de las letritas en la página. I'm talking about the word of God. La palabra de Dios. It is alive. Es viva. It made the universe. Hizo el universo. Did you know that? In the beginning, God, right? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. En el principio, Dios creó los cielos y todo el universo. You know how he did it? He just spoke. Él habló. Isn't that amazing? Es grandioso. So I want us to pray. Vamos a orar. And I just ask that the Lord would give to us today what we need. Yo le pido al Señor que nos dé lo que necesitamos. Would you pray with me? Oren conmigo. Ask the Lord. Pídale al Señor. Lord, give me what you need. Give me what I need. Dame lo que necesito. I want to hear you, Lord. Te quiero escuchar. Ask the Lord. Pídele al Señor. Open your heart. Abre tu corazón. Heavenly Father, Padre Celestial, you see everyone here. Tú ves a todos aquí, including your servant, incluyendo tu siervo. Lord, we need you. Te necesitamos. This message doesn't mean anything if your power is not behind it. Este mensaje no significa nada sin tu poder. So we ask that through the Holy Spirit, you would show up in a mighty way right now. Pedimos que a través del Espíritu Santo, tú te aparezcas en una manera poderosa. In a way that changes our thoughts and our minds and our way of living. En una manera que cambia nuestros pensamientos, nuestras actitudes, maneras de vivir. In a way that helps us to shine as the church of Jesus for your glory. En una manera que nos ayuda a brillar como la iglesia de Cristo para tu gloria. In the middle of the darkness, en medio de las tinieblas. Because it's all around us, Lord. Está alrededor de nosotros. But Lord, greater is he, greater are you that lives in us than he who is in the world. Más grande eres tú, Señor, que vive en nosotros que el que está en el mundo. And Lord, we know we have the victory in Jesus. Sabemos que tenemos la victoria en Cristo. Lord, you called us to be faithful because you are faithful. Tú nos has llamado a ser fiel porque tú eres fiel. And Lord, no matter what's going on around us, help us to shine for your glory. No importa lo que está sucediendo alrededor de nosotros, ayúdanos a brillar para tu gloria. That people would see Jesus in us. Que las personas vean a Jesús en nosotros. Lord, you started out with 12. And you've changed our world. Tú comenzaste con 12 y cambiaste nuestro mundo. Help us never to think we're too small. Ayúdanos a nunca pensar somos demasiado pequeños. We're too weak. Somos demasiado débil. Lord, help us to see you and what you can do. Ayúdanos a verte a ti lo que tú puedes hacer. We give everything to you. Te entregamos todo. Take over this time. Toma control de este tiempo for your glory, para tu gloria. Use your servant, usa tu siervo. In Jesus' name, en el nombre de Jesús. And God's people, el pueblo de Dios dice, amén. Amén. Let's go to what we said last week. ¿Qué dijimos la semana pasada? How many of you were here last week? ¿Cuántos estuvieron? Okay. For those of you that weren't, a little review. Los que no estuvieron, una repasadita. Last week, the first thing we saw is that the church is the family of God. La iglesia es la familia de Dios. We're a family, not an organization. Somos una familia, no una organización. And you know what? Family loves. La familia ama. And it is a priority that we treat each other like the family of God. Es una prioridad que nos tratemos como la familia de Dios. That we get to know each other, que nos conozcamos mejor. That we serve each other, nos sirvamos. That we would spend time with each other, que pasemos tiempo juntos. And that we would be there as a family, que seamos una familia. We also learned that the church consists of people from different backgrounds. La iglesia consiste de personas de diferentes antecedentes. Every language. We saw in the Bible that in the end, when we're before God, al final, cuando estamos enfrente de Dios, there will be people there from all languages, all nations. Van a haber gente ahí de todas naciones, lenguajes. And you know what? It doesn't matter where we come from. What matters is that we're in Jesus. No importa de dónde venimos, lo que importa es que estamos en Cristo. It's no longer about men, women. Ya no se trata de hombres y mujeres, right? All the differences, todas las diferencias. Our world is all about what separates us, what makes us different. Nuestro mundo se trata de lo que nos hace diferente, que nos separa. But you know what unites us? ¿Sabes que lo que nos une? Jesus, Jesús. So now, the salvatrucha can get along with the catracho. How about that? Do you know that there was a time where that, without Jesus, that didn't happen? There was a war. ¿Ustedes sabían que había una guerra entre El Salvador y Honduras? Y no se amaban. There was no love between Hondurans and Salvadorians. But now they're together in this church. Están juntos en esta iglesia. And we can go on and on. Podemos seguir. All these things that have separated people. Todas estas cosas que han separado. Jesus can break the barrier. Jesús puede quebrar esa barrera. So I thank God that our church is all about different people from different places. Le doy gracias a Dios que nuestra iglesia es de gente de diferentes lugares, diferentes lenguajes, etc. Praise the Lord. Amen. Gloria a Dios. And then we see that the church consists of members working together. La iglesia consiste de miembros trabajando juntos, right? We want to work together, right? Queremos trabajar juntos. We don't want to be those people over here that do nothing, right? Hay gente acá que no hace nada. Who doesn't serve isn't good for anything, is the phrase in Spanish. It's better in Spanish. El que no sirve, no sirve. Están bien serios hoy. You guys are so serious today, right? Or we have the people over here, right, that they're working, but they don't talk to anybody else. Los que están trabajando y no hablan con nadie más. They're doing their own thing. Están haciendo su propia cosa. Oh, I'm close to God, and it doesn't matter what anybody else does. Estoy cerca de Dios y no importa lo que hace lo demás. No, it does matter. Sí importa. Or the people that are working together, los que están trabajando juntos, and they communicate y comunican, and they want to be one. Quieren ser unos. You know what I love about this church? Me encanta esta iglesia. Is that we want to be one. Queremos ser uno. You know that people have told me, why don't you guys do two services? ¿Por qué no hacen dos servicios? One in English, one in Spanish. But our church has said time and time again, we want to be together. Queremos ser unidos. So pastor, be bilingual. Por favor, sea bilingüe. And you know, maybe it's crazy. Tal vez es una locura. Maybe next week we won't do it anymore. Tal vez la semana que viene ya no vamos a hacer. I don't know. But we probably will. Probablemente lo vamos a hacer. But what's the point? Why do we do this crazy Spanish-English? ¿Por qué hacemos esta locura de español-inglés? Because we want to be together. Queremos estar juntos. We want to work together. Queremos trabajar juntos. And if the Lord one day says, okay, do a separate service, we will. Si el Señor un día dice que haga un servicio separado, lo vamos a hacer. But it's going to be because God shows us that's what we have to do to grow. Va a ser porque Dios nos enseña para que vaya, eso es lo que tenemos que hacer para crecer. But until then, we're going to be working together. Vamos a estar trabajando juntos. All right, so today, hoy, the church in our bulletin is made up of servants of the Lord. Está compuesto de siervos del Señor. I'm going to just read the text. Voy a leer el texto. I've underlined some things. He subrayado ciertas cosas. And I want to draw out to you those phrases, and part of what's underlined is that show us the word servant or serving. Parte de lo que subrayado es para indicar donde se ve la palabra siervos o alguien trabajando, sirviendo. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to read it in English. Lo voy a leer en inglés para comenzar, pero ustedes sigan en sus Biblias y ahí está también. Y después en el mensaje voy a tener momentos en que leo los dos lenguajes. So let me read now from verse 7 to 18 as a refresher. Okay, everybody there? ¿Todos están ahí? Okay. Tychicus will tell you all the news about me. He's a dear brother, a faithful minister, and fellow, what? Servant in the Lord. I am sending him to you for the express purpose that you may know about our circumstances and that he may encourage your hearts. He is coming with Onesimus, our faithful and dear brother, who is one of you. They will tell you everything that is happening here. My fellow prisoner Aristarchus sends you his greetings, as does Mark, the cousin of Barnabas. You have received instructions about him. If he comes to you, welcome him. Jesus, who is called Justice, also sends greetings. These are the only Jews among my co-workers for the kingdom of God, and they have proved a comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of you and a servant of Christ Jesus, sends greetings. He is always wrestling in prayer for you, that you may stand firm in all the will of God, mature and fully assured. I vouch for him that he is working hard for you and for those at Laodicea and Hierapolis. Our dear friend Luke, the doctor, and Demas sends greetings. Give my greetings to the brothers and sisters at Laodicea and to Nympha and the church in her house. After this letter has been read to you, see that it also is read in the church of the Laodiceans, and that you in turn read the letter from Laodicea. Tell Archippus, see to it that you complete the ministry you have received in the Lord. I, Paul, write this greeting in my own hand. Remember my chains. Grace be with you. May God bless the reading of his word to our hearts and minds. The church is made up of servants of the Lord. La iglesia está compuesta de siervos del Señor. It is not about some being up here and others being down here, like the world is. No es como el mundo en que algunos están acá arriba y otros acá abajo. You know who's the head of the church? ¿Saben quién es la cabeza de la iglesia? It's not the pastor. No es el pastor. It is, ¿quién es? Jesus, Jesús. Jesus is the head of the church. Jesús es la cabeza de la iglesia. We all have a function. Todos tenemos una función. The pastor plays a role. El pastor juega un papel. But so does everyone else. También todos los demás. The pastor's primary job is to help equip the saints so that all of us do what God called us to do. La parte más importante del pastor es capacitar a los santos para que hagan lo que Dios los ha llamado a hacer. It's not to give all the orders. No es dar todas las órdenes. It's not to be a dictator, no ser un dictador. It's to serve the church of Jesus. Es servir la iglesia de Cristo. So even a pastor, the primary thing is to serve. A un pastor, lo primario, lo más importante es servir. Because Jesus was a servant. Jesús fue un siervo, ¿no? Jesus didn't come to be served, but to serve. Jesús no vino a ser servido, pero a servir. So if Jesus is our master, si Jesús es nuestro maestro, then we should be servants like him. Amen? Si Jesús es nuestro maestro, nuestro ejemplo, debemos de ser siervos como él. Have you come to be served or to serve? ¿Has venido para servir o ser servido? Too many people today in the church, you know why they end up leaving? ¿Por qué se van? Because all they're doing is coming to be served. Muchos vienen a ser servidos. Those churches get weaker and weaker. Esas iglesias se debilitan más. Because the pressure is to entertain people. La presión es entretener a la gente. We're not here to entertain you. No estamos aquí para entretenerte. We're here to give you God's word. Estamos aquí para darles la palabra de Dios and to encourage you to be everything that God called you to be. Y animarte que seas todo lo que Dios te llamó a hacer. Wake up, church. Despierta, iglesia. Amén. All of us, todos nosotros. It is so exciting, es tan emocionante, to just think about what could God do through me if I give him everything. Qué emocionante pensar, ¿qué podría hacer el Señor a través de mí si le doy todo? Because some of us think, oh, all I have is so little. Algunos pensamos, tenemos tan pequeño, tan poquito, ¿eh? But think about the kid with the fish and the loaves. Piensa el niño que tenía solo los pescaditos y los pancitos. There was a multitude. Había una multitud. And what did he do with his lunch? ¿Qué hizo él con su almuerzo? Did he sit in the corner? Se sintió en la esquina? And he said, oh, it's too bad. Qué pena. No. He went and he took his lunch to Jesus. Él llevó su almuerzo. And he said, Jesus, can you use this? ¿Lo puedes usar? And Jesus took it. Jesús lo tomó. And he blessed it. Lo bendijo. And he multiplied it. Lo multiplicó. And everyone ate that day. Todos comieron. And there was leftovers. Habían sobras. That's what God can do through you and me if we give it to him. Eso es lo que puede hacer Dios a través de tú y yo si se lo entregamos. He can bless it. Lo puede bendecir. He can multiply it. Lo puede multiplicar. And there's even leftover blessing for tomorrow. Y hasta hay bendición que sobra para mañana. That's how it should be in the church. Así debe ser en la iglesia. I believe it can be that way here. I believe we're on the way. Yo creo que así puede ser aquí y que ya vamos en ese camino. So don't be discouraged. No se desanimen. We have been called to be servants. Hemos sido llamados a ser siervos. What does it say in Colossians 3:24? ¿Qué dice en Colosenses 3:24? The chapter before, we were just there. El capítulo anterior, acabamos de estar ahí en ese vecindario, ¿no? What does it say? God's word, la palabra del Señor. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving. Conscientes de que el Señor los recompensará con la herencia, ustedes sirven a Cristo el Señor. Who do we serve? ¿Quién servimos? Jesus. You know, a lot of people are going, but who's going to know? ¿Quién va a saber? Am I going to get credit? ¿Me van a dar crédito? There's no camera here. No hay cámara. No one's posting this online. Nadie lo está posteando. That's okay. No importa. Jesus knows. Jesús lo sabe. He will give you the credit. Él te va a dar el crédito. But really, the credit goes to him. El crédito va a él. Because if he hadn't saved me, I wouldn't be doing anything good. Si él no me hubiera salvado, no haría nada bueno. So who cares as long as Jesus gets the credit at the end, right? ¿Qué importa con tal que Jesús recibe el crédito? But remember, when we serve the Lord first. Cuando servimos, servimos al Señor primero. So even if the person doesn't thank you, aun si la persona no te da gracias, have you ever done something nice to serve somebody and they don't even say thank you? ¿Ustedes han hecho eso, que han servido a alguien y ni les dan gracias? A ver, how many of you? Get up. Does that feel good? ¿Se siente bien? But let me tell you what. To help you with that, para ayudarte, the next time, la próxima vez, that happens to you, que eso te suceda, know that the Lord Jesus, He loves what you do. Él le encanta lo que haces. And He sees it. Él lo ve. And when they don't give you thanks, cuando ellos no te dan gracias, say, Lord, that's still for you. Eso todavía es para ti. And it still counts. Todavía cuenta. Whether they say thank you or not. Praise the Lord. There's another scripture there that I put. 1 Peter 4:10. Primera de Pedro 4:10. How many of you have a Peter in your life? ¿Cuántos de ustedes tienen un Pedro en su vida? A rock. Una piedra. You know, my grandpa's name was Peter, was Pedro, el papá de mi, el nombre de mi abuelito. So I always remember him whenever I read Peter. I think of him. He's with the Lord now. Yo pienso en él, está con el Señor. But, man, he was stubborn. Era un poquito cabeza dura, mi abuelito. Maybe that's why all the Carvajales, we're a little stubborn. Todos somos un poquito así los Carvajales. My mom's side, lado de mi mamá. So anyway, 1 Peter 4:10, Primera Pedro 4:10. And look what it says. Everybody there? ¿Todos ahí? Each one of you should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. Cada uno ponga al servicio de los demás el don que ha recibido, administrando fielmente la gracia de Dios en sus diversas formas. How exciting, right? God has given us all at least one gift. Dios nos ha dado por lo menos un regalo a cada uno, un don to use in the body, para usar en el cuerpo. And guess what the pastor is going to do after this section? I'm going to talk about spiritual gifts. Después de esta sección voy a hablar de dones espirituales. You know why? ¿Saben por qué? Not so that you can go, oh, look at my beautiful gift. Solo para que digan, ay, qué bonito mi don de Dios. No, it's so that you can start using it. Para que lo empieces a usar. Let me ask you, are you using your spiritual gift or gifts for God right now? ¿Estás usando tu don espiritual para Dios en este momento? Because God calls us to do it. Dios nos ha llamado. Okay? Don't let the dust accumulate. No dejen que se acumule cosas que no. Look at the next verse there. It's 5:5. The next chapter. El próximo capítulo, 5:5. Young men, in the same way, be submissive to those who are older. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility towards one another. Asimismo, jóvenes, sométanse a los ancianos. Revístanse todos de la humildad en su trato mutuo. You know, it takes humility to serve others. Toma humildad, servir a otros. Are you humble? Are you trying to be humble? ¿Estás tratando de ser humilde? Are you willing to get down and serve? ¿Estás dispuesto a servir? You know that back in the days of Jesus, I've said it before, lo he dicho en los días de Jesús, people used to walk around everywhere with sandals. Todos caminaban con sandalias, right? There were no Air Jordans. No habían esos zapatos deportivos, right? And there was dirt everywhere. Había lodo en todas partes, right? And so people's feet, after they walked, were really nasty. Los pies de la gente estaban bien, bien, ¿no? Sucios, feos. But when you got to someone's house, cuando llegabas a la casa de alguien, there was a servant usually, if you had a little bit of money, se tenía un poquito de dinero, había un siervo, and the servant's job was to wash the feet. El trabajo del siervo era lavar los pies. You know who volunteered for that job? ¿Saben quién se puso de voluntario para ese trabajo? Jesus, Jesús, he washed his disciples' feet. Él lavó los pies de sus discípulos. And you know, one of them even said, no, Jesus, don't do it. No lo hagas. He didn't understand. No entendía. We need to be humble like Jesus and serve one another, no matter what it takes. Debemos de ser humildes como Jesús y servirnos unos a otros, no importa lo que toma. Because some people go, yeah, I want to serve if everybody sees. Yo quiero servir si todos miran. I want to serve if they pay me. Yo quiero servir si me pagan. Buena plata. I'm not kidding. No estoy bromeando. Seriously, does the Bible say that? ¿Dice eso el Señor? That you should not serve unless you get paid. No debes de servir si no te pagan. Now, if you're supported by the church, si eres apoyado por la iglesia, and you're calling and tu llamado, praise the Lord. Gloria a Dios. That you can give more time to the church. Puedes dar más tiempo. But you know what? It's not about what you and I receive. No se trata de lo que recibimos. It's about God getting the glory. Se trata que Dios reciba la gloria and that God will bless the church through you. Dios va a bendecir a la iglesia a través de ti. He's going to bless other people through you. Él va a bendecir a otros a través de ti. How many of you enjoy it when somebody serves you? ¿Cuántos disfrutan cuando alguien los sirve? Anybody? Oh, I don't like it. No me gusta. ¿Va que no? No. We like it. Nos encanta. We love it when they serve us. And you know what? People will see the love of Jesus through our service. La gente va a ver el amor de Cristo a través de nuestro servicio. We want to be like the lighthouse. Queremos ser como el faro. Serve in the name of Jesus. Sirva en el nombre de Jesús. Anybody ever hear of the name Adoniram Judson? ¿Han escuchado ese nombre? He's a well-known Christian. Fue un famoso cristiano in the sense of because of how God used him, porque Dios lo usó. But he graduated from college and seminary. Se graduó él de la universidad y el seminario. And he received a call from a really well-to-do church in Boston to be its assistant professor. Él recibió una llamada de una iglesia muy buena en Boston para ser el pastor asociado. And everybody was like, great, fantástico. You know, everybody, that's great. Todos lo felicitaron. They all congratulated him. His mother and sister rejoiced that he could live at home with them and still serve. la hermana y la mamá es contentísimas que él iba a servir como pastor y estar cerca de ellas. But Judson said, no. Él dijo que no. My work is not here. Mi trabajo no está aquí. God didn't call me there. Dios no me ha llamado. He said, God is calling me beyond the seas. Dios me está llamando más allá, más lejos. If I stay here, it will only be like partial obedience to God. Si me quedo aquí, solo va a ser como obediencia parcial al Señor. And I could never be happy with that. Nunca puedo estar contento con eso. So even though it cost him a great deal to leave his mother and sister, aunque le costó dejar a su hermana, su mamá, he had to follow God's calling. Él tuvo que seguir el llamado de Dios. And let me tell you that God did great things through him in a place called Burma. Dios lo usó grandemente para hacer cosas en Burma. No sé si es Burma en español. Because of him, there are churches today. Por él hay iglesias hoy. There have been thousands of people that have come to know Jesus. Miles de personas se han entregado a Jesús. Because he was faithful to God's calling. Porque él fue fiel al llamado de Dios. He was willing to go. Él estaba dispuesto a ir. Now, does that mean that you're going to go overseas? ¿Significa que ustedes van a ir a otro país? Maybe, tal vez. That's not the point. Ese no es el punto. The point is, are you willing to go and do whatever God is calling you to do? ¿Estás dispuesto a hacer o ir donde Dios te está llamando? Are you partially obeying or are you fully obeying? ¿Estás parcialmente obedeciendo o completamente? Let's ask ourselves that. Preguntémonos. And let's commit ourselves to going wherever and whatever God tells us to do. Amen? Comprometámonos a hacer oír donde Dios nos está llamando. So, the next point, el siguiente punto is, the church is made up, sorry, I didn't put the verses, the church is made up, is about every member helping each other reach maturity in Christ. La iglesia se trata de cada miembro ayudando a cada uno a alcanzar madurez en Cristo. It is so important that we see that. Es tan importante que miremos eso. When we look here in verse 12, cuando miramos en el versículo 12, Colossians 4:12, Colosenses 4:12. Epaphras, who is one of you and a servant of Christ Jesus, sends greetings. He is always wrestling in prayer for you that you may stand firm in the will of God, mature and fully assured. Y en español, los saluda Epafras, quien es uno de ustedes, siervo de Cristo, siempre solicitó por ustedes en oración para que estén firmes como hombres maduros y completamente entregados a toda la voluntad de Dios. The church is all about us helping each other become more mature in Christ. La iglesia se trata de que nosotros seamos más y más maduros en Cristo y que nos ayudemos. You want to be more mature in Christ? ¿Quieres ser más maduro en Cristo? You need to give someone else in the church permission to help you. Le tienes que dar permiso a alguien en la iglesia que te ayude. You cannot do it alone. No lo podemos hacer solos. Did you know that? Part of maturity is recognizing I can't do it on my own. Parte de la madurez es reconocer que no lo puedo hacer solo. I need help. Necesito ayuda. That was good. I needed help. I literally needed help right there. Necesitaba ayuda. Are you walking together with other believers? ¿Estás caminando con otros creyentes? How do you do that? You know the koinonia groups, los grupos de koinonia? That's one way that you walk together in maturity. Es una de las maneras de caminar juntos en madurez. We're having a great time in our koinonia groups, right? Estamos teniendo un gran tiempo en nuestros grupos de koinonia. Some of the people that go to our koinonia groups aren't sitting here. Algunos de los que van a koinonia no están aquí sentados, but they are part of us through those groups. Son parte de nosotros a través de ese grupo. They still count. Todavía cuentan sus vidas. And they're growing in maturity because they're doing it together. Están creciendo madurez porque lo están haciendo juntos. They share what's going on in their lives. Comparten lo que está sucediendo en sus vidas. Can we do that during a Sunday service most of the time? ¿Lo podemos hacer en los servicios en la mayoría del tiempo? No. They share their pain. Ellos comparten su dolor. They share their prayer needs, sus necesidades. They encourage one another. Se animan unos a otros. They're walking together. Están caminando juntos. Are you willing to let someone else walk with you? ¿Estás dispuesto a dejar que alguien más camine? Not just your wife. That's good. No solo tu esposa o esposo, just your wife and husband. Eso está bueno. That's good. That's a start. Eso es un comienzo. But we should have other believers. Debemos de tener otros creyentes. If you're a man, have you given permission to another man to ask you difficult questions about your spiritual life? Or a woman, if you're a woman, have you given another woman permission to ask you difficult questions about your spiritual life? Si eres un hombre o mujer, ¿le has dado permiso? Hombre, otro hombre. Mujer, otra mujer. Que te pregunten las cosas difíciles de tu vida espiritual. That's maturity. Eso es madurez. But if you're not doing that, you're not being mature. Si no lo estás haciendo, no estás siendo maduro. Because how can you grow? ¿Cómo puedes crecer if you don't have someone helping you to observe how's it going? Si no le pides a alguien que te diga, que te pregunte cómo va. Like for instance, somebody has an issue with their weight and taking care of their body. Has that person given permission to someone else to ask, how are you doing? Are you eating right? Are you resting right? Are you doing the little things so that you can get healthier? Si alguien está teniendo problemas con su peso, a ver si mágicamente va a perder peso o no. Le ha dado permiso a alguien que le haga esas preguntas. A ver, si usted está comiendo más saludable, está descansando, está haciendo ejercicio. The point is that whatever in our spiritual life we want to grow, we need someone else to walk with us. Si queremos crecer en nuestra vida espiritual, necesitamos alguien más que camine con nosotros. Men, we need another man. Hombres, necesitamos a otro hombre. Women, we need another woman. Mujeres necesitan otra mujer. Because there are issues that only another man's going to understand. Solo hay cosas que otro hombre va a entender. There's going to be issues that only another woman would understand. Hay cosas que solo otra mujer va a entender. I'm telling you this because I love you guys. Les digo porque los amo. And I want to grow. Yo quiero crecer. And even the pastor has to do this. Hasta el pastor lo tiene que hacer. Look at what it says in 1 Corinthians 12, 12. Primera Corintios 12, 12. And you know what's cool when somebody else, we have an accountability partner, cuando tenemos una persona que nos ayuda a rendir cuentas, they can pray for us. Pueden orar por nosotros. We need prayer. Necesitamos oración. We need encouragement, ánimo. But we also need people to ask us tough questions. Necesitamos que las personas nos hagan preguntas difíciles. 1 Corinthians 12, 12. The body is a unit. Though it is made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. De hecho, aunque el cuerpo es uno solo, tiene muchos miembros, y todos los miembros, no obstante ser muchos, forman un solo cuerpo. Así sucede con Cristo. We're all part of one body. Somos parte de un cuerpo. And guess what? The hand is connected to the arm. La mano está conectado al brazo. Who are you connected to? ¿Con quién estás conectado? Who's your arm? ¿Quién es tu brazo? Do you know what I'm saying? If you're the hand, who's your arm? Si tú eres la mano, ¿quién es tu brazo? Because there needs to be connection. Debe de haber conexión. Not just blah, blah, but real connection during the week. Verdadera conexión durante la semana. Wow, pastor. A little heavy. Poco pesado. But that's the church. That's the real church. Esa es la verdadera iglesia. Not just come Sunday. No solo el domingo. Who are you connecting with in the body? ¿Con quién te estás conectando? In Colossians 1:28, Colosenses 1:28, speaks to this. We We proclaim him, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone perfect or mature in Christ. A este Cristo proclamamos, aconsejando y enseñando con toda sabiduría a todos los seres humanos para presentarlos a todos perfectos o maduros en él. Why do we live this way? ¿Por qué vivimos así? So that we can help each other, para ayudarnos. You know that I learn every week, just like you. Yo aprendo todas las semanas así como ustedes. And I learn from the same source. Yo aprendo del mismo, la misma fuente. God's Word, la Palabra de Dios. And you know that sometimes some of you guys teach me. Algunos de ustedes me enseñan a mí. Did you know that? And I'm so thankful. Estoy tan agradecido. You can teach the pastor things. What? ¿Tú le puedes enseñar cosas al pastor? Sí. Why? Because we need each other. Nos necesitamos. We need each other so we can keep eating, para que sigamos comiendo from God's Word, de la Palabra de Dios. Why? Because that's going to take us to maturity. Eso nos va a llevar a madurez. Being complete, siendo completos en Cristo. That we would not be lacking anything. Que no nos haga falta nada. Right? Anyone here like that? Not lacking anything? ¿Algunos les gusta aquí que no les haga falta nada? Okay. One person. Ah, praise the Lord. Una persona. Qué bueno. Estoy bromeando. I'm kidding. All right? So, Ephesians. One more verse. Ephesians 4, 13 and 15. 13 through 15. Efesios 4, 13 al 15. Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. I'm just going to read 13 for time. De este modo todos llegaremos a la unidad de la fe y del conocimiento del Hijo de Dios, a una humanidad perfecta que se conforma a la plena estatura de Cristo, o la llenura de Cristo. We want to have unity. Queremos tener unidad. We have to spend time together. Tenemos que tener tiempo juntos in God's Word, en la Palabra de Dios. Churches that pray together, stay together. Iglesias que oran juntos, se quedan juntos. Churches that study God's Word together, stay together. Las iglesias que estudian la Palabra de Dios juntos, se quedan juntos. You know, the churches that get divided, las iglesias que se dividen, they don't do that. No hacen eso. The key is to be together in God's Word. La clave es estar juntos en la Palabra del Señor. Not just Sunday. That's a good start. No solo el domingo, es un buen comienzo. But during the week, durante la semana. That's why we were talking about the material that Brother Orlando was talking about. Por eso hablamos del material que compartió el hermano Orlando. To share together, compartir. All right. I'm going to go to the last point. I feel like I got wind blowing. Anybody know that? I siento que tengo viento que está soplándome, and it's just coming right through here. Está llegando aquí. So I'm like trying to keep all my papers together. Estoy tratando de mantener todos los papeles juntos. All right. So, let me share this quick illustration before I move on. Déjeme compartir eso. If you stop and ask yourself why you are not as committed as early Christians, because sometimes we think, man, the early Christians were really committed. What about me? Si ustedes piensan y paran y piensan, ¿por qué no soy tan comprometido como cristianos en el pasado? Porque a veces sentimos que esos cristianos eran los de veras. And if you think about it, your own heart, tu propio corazón, it's not because of ignorance, no es por ignorancia. It's not because of inability, no es por falta de habilidad. It's because we have never thoroughly intended for it to be that way. Porque nunca completamente lo hemos intencionado de esa manera. In other words, maturity is you being intentional about your growth in Jesus. La madurez es tú y yo siendo intencional de nuestro crecimiento en Cristo. Maturity is not going to happen by accident. La madurez no va a suceder por accidente. You know what's going to happen? How it's going to happen? ¿Cómo va a suceder? Because you have intentionally said, I'm going to get up early in the morning to spend some time with the Lord. Porque tú intencionalmente dices, voy a despertarme temprano para estar con el Señor. Or you intentionally say, I'm going to go to this discipleship class. Yo intencionalmente voy a comprometerme a esta clase. Or I will intentionally fill in the blank. You fill in the blank. o yo intencionalmente voy a hacer. I'm going to go to Koinonia group. Voy a ir al grupo de Koinonia. It doesn't happen by accident. You have to intend it. Tú lo tienes que intencionar. What are you intending right now? ¿Qué estás intencionando tú en este momento so that you can grow in your maturity in Christ? Para que tú crezcas en tu madurez en Cristo. Last point. The church has members who will disappoint us. La iglesia tiene miembros que van a decepcionarnos. Some of us might be going, wow, pastor, we're going to end on a downer. Vamos a terminar en un punto negativo. But it doesn't have to be. No tiene que ser. We have to realize that in the scripture here, en la escritura, Paul mentions Demas in verse 14. Pablo menciona a Demas en el versículo 14. He says, Luke the doctor and Demas send greetings. Lucas, el doctor, y demás mandan saludos. Now, that verse doesn't tell us much more about Demas, but we find out more about him in 2 Timothy 4:10. Ese versículo no nos cuenta más de Demas. Pero en 2 de Timoteo 4:10, miren lo que dice. Timothy 4:10, perdón, 2 Timoteo 4:10. For Demas, because he loved this world, has deserted me and has gone to Thessalonica. Pues Demas, por amor a este mundo, me ha abandonado y se ha ido a Thessalonica. Demas, years later, ended up abandoning Paul. Demas, años después, abandonó a Pablo. He was walking together with them, estaba caminando, but because he got in love with the things of the world, porque se enamoró de las cosas del mundo, he abandoned Paul. Lo abandonó. You know, it's so sad, es tan triste. But I know people in the church that have left the church. Yo sé gente de la iglesia que se ha ido de la iglesia. I've been walking with the Lord since I was 9. The Lord's been with me. Yo he estado caminando con el Señor desde que tenía 9. And I've been in different churches. He estado en diferentes iglesias. And there's people that were serving God that are no longer doing it now. Hay gente que estaba sirviendo al Señor que ya no lo están haciendo. And it's so sad. Es tan triste. Why? ¿Por qué? Because you have to truly be in love with Jesus. Tienes que verdaderamente estar enamorado con Jesús. Not things, no cosas. Not activities, no actividades. Not even preachers, ni un predicadores. There's some people that are in love with the preacher. Hay gente que les encanta el predicador. There are people, and thank you for loving me, but please don't be in love with me. Gracias por amarme, pero no te enamores de mí. Okay? Unless you're going to be my wife. A menos que eres la esposa que Dios me ha dado. Okay, I get it. But you know what I mean. Ustedes entienden lo que quiero decir, right? There's people that fall in love with buildings. Hay gente que se enamora con los edificios. And when those things go away, cuando esas cosas se van, they stop following Jesus. Ya no siguen a Jesús. Because you see, they needed to be in love with Jesus, not things. Porque ellos tenían que ser enamorados con Jesús, no las cosas. Because things are going to come and go, but Jesus will always remain. Porque las cosas van a venir y se van a ir, pero Jesús sigue igual siempre. If you don't want to be like Demas, si no quieres ser como Demas, focus on Jesus, enfócate en Jesús. Fall in love with Jesus, enamórate de Jesús. Now, is it possible that Demas, at some point later, repented and returned? ¿Es posible que en el futuro se arrepintió y regresó? That's very possible. We don't know. Es posible, no sabemos. That's between God and him. Es entre Dios y esa persona. But the point of this is that sometimes people are going to disappoint us in the church. A veces la gente nos va a decepcionar. As a pastor, if I'm honest, this happens to me quite a lot. Si soy sincero, como pastor, me sucede. Y a veces bastante. People are going to fail. La gente va a fracasar. People are going to get tired. La gente se va a cansar. Sometimes people aren't going to show up when they said they were going to. A veces la gente no va a llegar cuando dijo que iba a llegar. Sometimes people aren't going to do what they said they were going to do. A veces la gente no va a hacer lo que ellos dijeron que iban a hacer. But you know what? I've got to keep going. Yo tengo que seguir. And you know why I can still thank the Lord and still be joyful? ¿Por qué puedo dar gracias al Señor y tener gozo? Because my success, mi éxito, doesn't depend on people. No depende de la gente. It depends on what Jesus has done. It depende de lo que Jesús ha hecho and me being faithful to what God called me to do. Y que yo sea fiel a lo que Dios me ha llamado. Because at the end of the day, Jesus isn't going to ask me about those people. He's going to ask me, what did I do? Al final del día, no me va a preguntar por esas personas lo que hicieron o no hicieron. Me va a preguntar, ¿qué hice yo? Now, look at what it says in the Bible as an encouragement. We can't read all the verses. No vamos a leer todos los versículos. But read with me 1 Peter 4:8. 1 Pedro 4:8. And for homework, read the other verses. Su tarea es leer los otros versículos. Philippians 1:15 through 18, Matthew 18:15 through 17. Read those on your own. Filipenses 1:15 al 18, Mateo 18:15 al 17. Ustedes leanlos por su tarea. But let's end with 1 Peter 4:8. Vamos a terminar con Primera de Pedro 4:8. Dear Peter, querido Pedrito. 1 Peter 4:8. This is the answer. This is the answer to when people disappoint us. Esta es la respuesta cuando la gente nos decepcione, ¿okay? So that you have the way of dealing with it the way Jesus wants, ¿okay? Para que tengas la manera de tratarlo. 1 Peter 4:8. Everybody there? ¿Todos ahí? Primera de Pedro 4:8. Above all, love each other deeply because love covers over a multitude of sins. Sobre todo, ámense los unos a los otros profundamente porque el amor cubre multitud de pecados. You know what the answer is to people disappointing you? ¿Sabes cuál es la respuesta a gente que te decepcione? Love them more. Ámalos más. It's crazy. It's loco. In the world, en el mundo. But that's how God's economy works. Así trabaja la economía de Dios. Because you know what? We probably disappoint the Lord every day in some way. Porque nosotros probablemente decepcionamos al Señor cada día en alguna manera. And you know what he does? He loves us more. And nos ama más. What I'm asking you to do sounds like crazy. Lo que les estoy pidiendo que hagan suena loco. But it's what God is asking me to do. Es lo que Dios me está pidiendo que haga. And sometimes I fail. A veces fracaso. Sometimes I don't do that. I get mad. Me enojo. And I go, ugh. But then the Holy Spirit speaks to me. Pues me habla el Espíritu Santo. No, you need to pray for them. Tienes que orar por ellos. And you need to be loving. Tienes que ser cariñoso. You know, sometimes I'm about to text back. Voy a textear. And the Holy Spirit says, don't send that message. And el Espíritu Santo me dice, no mandes ese mensaje. Sometimes about the email, and the Holy Spirit tells me, don't. Voy a mandar el correo electrónico, y el Señor me dice, no. Sometimes I'm about to call without praying. Voy a llamar sin orar. The Holy Spirit says, don't do it. No lo hagas. Deep breath. Lord, help me to love them more. Ayúdame, Señor, a amarlos más. Because love covers over a multitude of failures. El amor cubre una multitud de fracasos. And in the church, if we're going to be the church, if we're going to be the lighthouse, si vamos a ser el faro, we need to learn how to love each other even when we fail. Tenemos que aprender cómo amarnos aun cuando fracasamos. I have to be honest. I'm a little disappointed today. Estoy un poquito decepcionado hoy. Because I had told many people today was very important. Le dije a muchas personas que hoy era importante. We have a very important family meeting today. Tenemos una reunión importante de familia. And I know there's some probably valid reasons why some people aren't here. Yo sé que hay razones válidas que algunos no pudieron estar. Sometimes people are sick. A veces la gente se enferma. Sometimes they have to work. A veces tienen que trabajar. But I have to be honest, as a pastor, sometimes you get disappointed. Como pastor nos podemos decepcionar. But you know what? I'm glad that you're here. Estoy agradecido que ustedes están. And the Lord told me, focus on who's here. Enfócate en quien está.
because the Lord will take care of the rest. El Señor se encarga de lo más. And we need to love those who aren't here, we need to love them even more. Y los que no están, tenemos que amarlos más. So the next time we see them, we say, oh, I missed you. La próxima vez que no los vemos, te extrañamos. Not, why weren't you here? ¿Por qué no estabas aquí? No, that's not love. Ese no es amor. It's not the same when you're not here. No es igual cuando no estás. And you know what? Let's learn to ask the Lord to help us to forgive and let go. Pidámosle al Señor que nos ayude a aprender a perdonar y soltar. Fácil, rápido. Because what? Guess what? You or I can be the next person that fails. Tú y yo podemos ser el próximo que fracasa. And we're going to want that love, right? Vamos a querer ese amor. So I love you guys. Los amo. Thank you for forgiving me when I fail. Gracias por perdonarme cuando yo fracaso. And let's help each other, right? Ayudémonos to love more, amar más.